Hello, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, friends and enemies. Welcome to another episode of the Informed Population Show. We're happy to be with you guys again.
Howdy.
After this, we've been gone for a while, like 2 weeks or something.
Missed you.
We've been busy. Yeah, missed you guys. Missed you, man. Today it's just us two in the studio. You know, Richie's a hardworking man. So he'll join us. He'll join us in the coming weeks. But for today, we have a special episode for you guys today.
It's very special.
But first, make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at Inform Show. If you guys want to become a patron, www.patreon.com/theinformpot. But today, we'll be talking about three things. We'll be talking about the presidency, who won, obviously, mm-hmm. Joe Biden. But we'll be talking about going into extensive details about that. We'll be talking about what propositions passed in California, which ones didn't. And then the last thing we'll be talking about is pretty much giving our 2 cents on how these next 4 years are going to play out. Some predictions, some thoughts. But before that, let's get into some news. That's usually Richie's job, but you know what? I'll take over. Obviously, the big news, COVID-19 cases are on the rise. How much on the rise? Big time.
I love how this has been our pretty much first news broadcast for every single episode.
literally since the first episode, we have started with
coronavirus.
Coronavirus, and it's not going away. That pretty much shows us how much of a failure we've as a country have been doing.
Our response to this virus has been pretty laughable.
Exactly.
I would say.
And so, you know, for the past week, cases have been averaging over 100,000
in the U.S. alone.
Yeah, so the past week, cases have been averaging over 100,000 cases in the U.S. alone. We're pretty much number one.
It's ravaging Middle America right now. Is the crazy part? Like all the coasts, like it's still hitting pretty hard right now, but it's going rampant right now in other states.
Because they're opening up. You know,
they thought that shit was sweet, so they're back full swing, and they didn't realize they just let all the doors open.
I think that part of the country is, you know, opening up. They're tired of the political issue of masks. Mm-hmm. They don't believe in the science. Also, let's be honest, young people are now the leading drivers of this virus. You know, we're the ones that are infecting everyone. We're the ones that have most cases.
Oh, they've been mobilizing this virus, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, this virus is just crazy. Also, you know, this virus is crazy because some people are coming out positive with no symptoms, and they go back and take a test a couple days later, and then they come back negative.
Yeah.
And so this virus is just crazy. But please, ladies and gentlemen, continue to be safe, social distance, wear your mask, take some tests regularly. They're still free. But other than that, some other news. Did you hear about this, Jake? Like companies like Pfizer have reported success in their vaccine. Did you hear about that in the news?
So Trump wasn't bullshitting there. Hopefully they were on the swing of something. But just because they're working on something, getting to mass distribution is a couple more steps.
Right.
Which does not happen rapidly.
Right. You're talking about like giving out a vaccine to more than 300 million people.
Right.
In the U.S.
Who are and pretty sure lining up for that shit.
Think, well, hold on. Here's my point. Mm. Think about it. There's still a big anti-vaccine community. Like there were people who said that they wouldn't take the vaccine under a Trump administration if it was rushed out.
I think it's whoever endorses it.
Yeah, there's also some people who
said, only Trump and Bill Gates are telling me to fucking take this fucking needle in my arm, then fuck no. If it's only those two who are telling me I should, then no.
Yeah, right. But if it's just like some leading scientists that say like it's safe, then okay. But we're also, we're many steps away from that.
Yeah.
I think what would drastically change the direction that we're heading into is another massive lockdown. I know people don't want that. But it's what needs to happen.
I'm saying we should have stayed in lockdown.
Yeah, exactly.
This whole time.
The whole time. We should have been giving people money to stay in lockdown.
Instead of making our economy even worse, we're prolonging the pain that the our
fucking
economy.
Bleeding, dude.
Yeah, dude.
And
it's crazy.
And so, yeah, that's where we're at right now. But no, so also some companies have reported success. I know the vaccine that Pfizer said that they reported like a 90% effectiveness mm-hmm. against the virus. But dude, that 10%, man.
Right. That's still, I don't think that's good enough numbers yet.
Exactly.
And you know, at the same time, like vaccines, they are tricky. We can't support anti-vaccine because, you know, we're not scientists. But I think it needs to be reliable. It definitely needs to be something that all medical experts agree. It can't be disputed. Like 90%, I think, is still far too low.
Right.
So that's what I mean. Like, even if they're close as ever, closer than ever, doesn't mean it's going to happen anytime soon. Like, it's a lot of wishful thinking.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we have a long road ahead of us. But I think it can be an easier road mm-hmm. if we're all in this together, yeah. you know, and do our due diligence, whatever that means. I'm just saying some shit now. But yeah, you know, masks, distance, tests. And I think that's the key. Also, flu shots, because it's starting to get cold in California. It's going to be a cold winter. So please, you know, people are going to be staying indoors mm-hmm. during this time. And that might be a driver, but true. As long as people are safe. Also, in other news, hospitals around the country are reporting how backed up they are because hospitalizations are on the rise. Deaths are on the rise.
Everything's going back up.
Everything's going up. And you said
it's slowing down.
You said this is the third wave.
It's arguable. Two, three. Honestly, it could still be the first one. I don't fucking know.
Legit. Yeah.
At this point.
Still. I mean, I look at a graph and I see a bunch of shit
going
up.
Looking at the graph since yeah. March, boom, we hit a peak in April. Then it kind of went down. Then boom, a peak in July with 60, 70,000 cases, almost hitting 80.
And then it went down.
And now we're at our new grandest peak in November. This is November, 162,000. So it's around.
Twice?
Five times? 32,000 daily cases compared to 160. It's around five times worse now than back in April when everyone was fucking shitting their pants and buying toilet paper and hand sanitizer and causing a fucking
habit.
And
guns and shit, yeah.
And they thought fucking martial law, lockdown. Right, yeah. They're taking our guns. They're getting it. That's what they said. And look at now.
Look at us now,
worse
dude.
Than ever, and we're desensitized.
Opening up gyms, opening up bars, desensitized,
they're
how you
said. They're protesting to open up Disneyland.
Right.
These people are fucking stupid.
Americans are a cancer on the world, man. Like, you know, just like whatever ideology we believe in, Americans do.
Selfishness. Individualism.
Where it's legit. It's going to cause our own demise.
This is the reason yeah. why these cases are so high now.
Exactly.
We wanted that haircut.
we wanted that barbershop to open.
Exactly.
We wanted that nail salon to open. We wanted that Applebee's.
We needed to see the NBA. We needed to see fucking Major League Baseball happen
We needed to see NFL. Right. Nah, man.
The America couldn't fucking stop for once.
The America. Got him. But other than that, well, hopefully.
It's crazy.
Last bit of news. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden will be the 46th president of the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. The nightmare is over of Donald Trump. We young people did it. It's
that's
honestly,
Trump's cheeks getting clapped.
honestly, young people, brown people, black people, Asian people, Native American people, gay people.
Y'all are spreaders, but we did it.
We did it. We spread fucking positivity.
We
spread a message. See what happens when young people and minorities are mobilized? We fucking win in yeah. elections.
Record turnout.
Exactly. And we have the power to keep going if we don't take our foot off the gas. We can get everything we want.
Before Election Day, did you know there was almost 100 million votes cast?
No. Oh, yeah, I did.
Almost 100 million votes by Election Day.
By Election Day. people were mobilized, dude. Also, I think I saw on the news that this was like one of the most secure elections.
Because people were watching.
People were voting early. There's no way you can tamper with the mail-in. Dude, how do you feel about this argument? People were saying you can't trust mail-in votes. But then there's also arguments saying like, oh, there should be a way that everyone could vote online. Like, don't you think it would be much easier to, you know, falsify votes online than in the mail? You know, just a weird thought to put out there.
I just think there's no substantial evidence to overturn the turnout that election. We got.
Yeah, exactly.
A whole ass election.
Joe Biden
unanimously decided we don't want that fucker in office anymore.
Exactly. Accept the loss and don't be a snowflake. How they were calling us or liberals or people on the left snowflakes the last election. Or like,
fuck,
dude.
Fuck your feelings.
Fuck your. Exactly. Take that, this.
Fuck your feelings was a popular phrase by them.
Take this L and move along, bro. Mm-hmm. Get it together the next election.
Yeah.
You know, come on now. And also Donald Trump being a sore loser, doesn't want to concede, doesn't want to do a peaceful transition.
No, he's dying on that hill of he won this election.
Right.
And I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I wouldn't be surprised if he tries running in 2024.
I don't know if you could do that. Can you do that? Yeah, can you run again?
Because he only got one term.
Oh, you can't run after two terms or something?
The limit is two.
Okay.
So you can run...
I guess another term after whatever.
If you want, if your administration gets funded that much, because I don't know who's going to fund this fool anymore. He ripped off his supporters pretty much.
For all this
legal stuff right now, he's asking for more fucking support than ever from his supporters. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
He's basically just scamming all of his fucking fans.
He's scamming you guys again, conservatives.
It's his last chance before he fucking goes to jail.
Republicans. Dude, no. Yeah, I want to know how many lawsuits are going to be waiting for him. Yeah. Ranging from like fucking fraud all the way to rape allegations to, you know, just a bunch of shit. Also, people forget he was impeached.
For some reason.
Like, people forget this was an impeached president. And like...
How is he even allowed to run
How is he going to be allowed to run again? If legit, he was impeached. But anyways, we'll find out. It's going to be an interesting 4 years. Like, if he's just going to go away, is he like still going to be critical of the party? Is he going to make his own political party? Like legit the Trump party? Yeah. And like,
he said himself, he's going to leave the country.
Dude, that's funny. He should leave the country, honestly.
That's what he said.
If he wants to avoid this jail time. But... Yeah. Where were you when the news broke out? It was very early, I think. Saturday morning.
When I saw them counting the votes, I saw it slowly inching up. So I was honestly watching it. Watching the votes slowly go up. I saw when it was like, okay, 5,000 away. I was like, oh, shit. Like, I can't believe. Because in Georgia, I was watching Georgia closely. I didn't think they were going to turn either Georgia or Pennsylvania, but they ended up turning both.
Right.
So I was watching both of them slowly.
I think Georgia might do a recount. That's how close it is.
Yeah. I wouldn't be
but
surprised.
I'm sure it is going to be turned blue.
No doubt.
It's going to flip this year. Georgia's going to, yeah, Georgia, they were activated.
The turnout, exactly. It was undeniable this year in all the important states, more than ever. It was a great election. You know, for a second, I felt proud to be an American.
Yeah, right. We did it. We fucking got a racist out of office.
And the problem is, like, if we did rig this election, like, why would we get it so we're still losing the Senate? Because people thought there was going to be a blue wave.
People say that this was a big win. And I'm like, no, we didn't get the Senate, man. We didn't win the Senate, so how can you say this was a win if like the Republicans are still gonna be gridlocking every move the House or Biden do?
Mm-hmm.
They're just gonna be a thorn in his side this presidency.
It's not a big win.
It's not a home run, not a slam dunk.
But we'll see. 2022.
That's when we can make senators. Come on, bro.
That's where we can make some big changes.
That could be a big blue wave.
And then, boom, Biden wins another election with everything growing and everything changing, slowly fixing. Hopefully, coronavirus is like really not that much of a concern by
2022. At that point, I would hope coronavirus is not a concern.
You would think.
I would hope. I would hope.
Think, really. Yeah. You can only hope because fucking... Who knows? Under this Biden administration, he might actually take this shit seriously, man. You know, that's the great part about this new presidency is, you know, people can argue, like, everything's the same, everything's the same. Like, but this fool really actually cares.
Like, this fool actually, made up a team already of how he wants to handle the coronavirus once he gets into office.
Exactly. And I imagine he said mask mandates. He said there's going to be a mandate. Mask mandates. So I'm looking forward to that. Talked about possible
lockdowns and stuff. But... You know, it only work if he also pays attention to the financial issues. Like, you know, if we're going to be on lockdown, we're going to need some money. We're going to need some money to be on lockdown to afford our shit, you know.
I think he's going to be more so. I think he's going to be more socialist in that aspect more than anything.
I would hope so. I hope.
I don't know
how cool it would be if Bernie had like a cabinet position. In his administration,
right?
Like secretary of secretary of labor,
like an attaboy. Bernie worked hard.
Bernie worked hard, man.
His whole life, he fought for this country.
He
fought in another sense for this country. You know, yeah. He didn't.
I really hope all the people that he inspired stay inspired. I'm definitely inspired by Bernie. I'm going to stay inspired by him. I'm going to stay politically activated by him.
All the minds that you changed and that you got politically interested, you know, that'll never be forgotten. Like your service to this country, Senator Sanders, you know, is always...
Bernard Sanders.
Yes. Bernard. Legit. The Nard Dog.
Nard Dog.
Yeah, man. I respect to that guy.
Yeah. I hope people stay active. I think they will. I think the young generation is definitely... Truly pay
attention.
Woke.
Keep paying attention is keep all getting, I'm saying.
Keep getting informed.
Because I feel like if we weren't paying attention, Trump would have won. This
Trump would have easily won in a big landslide if we weren't paying attention.
No one was projecting, even when before it actually went down, we knew who was going to be our Democratic nominee. People were saying if it was Biden, Trump would win.
Exactly. Easily. Some people were like, oh, he's going to wipe the floor with Biden.
Right. That's what everybody thought.
People
were
saying that, yeah. But people weren't counting how bad this coronavirus was going to be.
And the debates really fucking
Literally, Donald Trump like shot himself in the foot multiple times. Legit. You obviously fucked it up by downplaying this coronavirus.
Right.
By making it a political issue. Because your followers literally bootlick you. Lick your boots. They would have taken this thing seriously if you took this thing seriously. And we wouldn't be in this position,
right?
You know,
you didn't want to cause a panic. You thought it was wise to downplay it the whole time.
Think about it. He didn't want to cause a panic, and look what we got in a little less than a year. We got riots. We had demonstrations. We had fucking so many examples of police brutality.
Lynchings.
We had a bunch of murders that we didn't know about finally come to light. Mm-hmm. All of that couldn't have happened if he didn't fuck up and
address the nation's problems at its core.
Exactly. Like we finally got to the root cause.
He calls them fine people.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
That's the problem. So,
honestly, you can look at Donald Trump as maybe a blessing that, you know, we're like the young generation who many thought that voting was a scam. Voting was like not their thing. Like there's no power in voting. Finally understand that there is. Finally understand that there might be true power in voting as long as we're all organized, mobilized.
I'll admit it myself. The last election, I was not motivated to vote, dude. I was not whatsoever. And something tells me like, I don't know, like we've been conditioned that way to not be paying attention to what's going on. But the results of what have happened from this last election have made it impossible to not pay attention. Because every day it's something fucking new and crazier.
Every day this motherfucker would do something fucked up that you would be like, what the hell is going on?
How are we letting this represent our nation?
And I hope we stay like that with Joe Biden. I hope we stay critical with him. I hope we drive him more.
Of course.
I hope we drive him more to the left. I hope he pays attention to members like AOC and Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and not like Nancy Pelosi and these old Democrats.
Well,
and
he needs to be the people's president, I think, first.
Exactly.
And to get, you know, America's core issues fixed.
Yeah. How do you feel about this whole thing? I saw on Twitter a bunch of people were saying, like, this is the time to reach out to conservatives and Republicans and not be, like, I guess, like a sore winner or whatever.
No, I don't think that's what's happening, really.
I don't give a fuck. I would literally laugh at a Trump supporter.
I don't know who's defending Trump anymore. That's why I think at this point it's not Republicans, it's Trump supporters.
That's so true, because I was walking the other day and I always walk by this truck that has a Trump sticker on it. This week, gone.
He took it off, bro.
Bruh. He took off his Trump sticker off his window. That's how you know that they weren't really in it for politics. They were just in it to be like a reactionary. They were in it to they weren't really minding.
Trump 2020 people on Call of Duty, I'm looking at you.
Dude, that is so true.
You're reactionary foos. I remember all that shit you talked.
Right? All those Trumpsters on Call of Duty would always be talking shit. No, yeah. Now they got nothing to say.
Exactly. Dude, they're going back into hiding. Yeah, they're not gone, though.
They're not gone. I mean, also you got to think about what is the future of the Republican Party? Is it going to be a branch? Is it going to be branched off? Like, is it going to be a Trump party? Is it going to be a conservative party or Republican party?
Well, we can't tie it to extremes. I think that's a fault of both sides, is that we compare it to their extremes. Like when they see someone like Joe Biden in an office and Trump makes correlation to Bernie Sanders, people, you know, get scared. Even the word socialist fucking makes certain people shit their pants.
They really said Kamala Harris was like a Marxist socialist.
Yeah.
But she's a cop.
So I don't think it's fair to say the same thing. I think Biden was very accurate in his portrayal that we shouldn't view Republicans and Democrats as opposing sides.
Right.
Like, even though there's different values held, it's more polarized than ever. Like, you have all these different beliefs and I have all these different beliefs. More than ever. It's never been like mutual ground where we can find common.
We're much more divided now. So he's going to have to think about that.
Exactly. I feel like for Biden to be smart, especially since Republicans do still have the Senate, I feel like more than anything, he should try to balance the power right now, because it's definitely tilted a certain way.
I just don't want him to concede to the Republicans so easily. Like, bro, like, understand, you have power. The presidency has power. Mm-hmm. Congress has power. And, you know, just don't give in to the Republicans so easily. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that I feel like Joe Biden is a Republican at heart. He's an old guy, you know, and he's literally the guy that came up with the fucking crime bill. You know, not a friendly piece of legislation to people of color.
Of course. Yeah.
And you got to keep that in mind. Always got to talk to him about that. Like, hey, man, you got to make up for that.
Right. Of course. We got to hold him accountable for that change. If he's talked about it, he's been acknowledged, you know, he's acknowledged the crime bill.
Right.
He's talked about, you know, his past of, like, you know, false conceptions and notions of, you know, people, which you can argue was widely shared in that, you know, day and age with people that look like Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think if he's willing to at least acknowledge that and growth, whereas Trump calls himself the least racist person in the room.
Right.
You kind of know who the fucking bullshitter is.
And won't even denounce, like, white supremacy.
Like, Biden has actually acknowledged
white supremacy exists, mm-hmm, and stuff.
And like, his plan to undo, like, the Crime Act and stuff like that. Like, he has plans to undo that and unincarcerate, like, people with felonies for marijuana.
Right.
And when drug charges like that. He wants to eventually, I don't know when, reform all that.
What do you hope for in the Biden presidency these next 4 years? What do you want him to do the most? What do you want him to focus on?
The legal system, definitely. The criminal
justice system?
Yeah. See, the problem with, I feel like, the way Republicans think is they talk about focus on the homeland first, but then at the same time, they're the ones who focus on more imperialism, like militarization and like trade and getting out like that, like to other nations. I feel like with the Democratic president, we can actually focus on core issues
right
in our nation.
I would hope so. Like, for example, honestly, some of the big things that I want the Biden presidency, the Biden administration to keep to focus on these next 4 years, honest, is to get coronavirus under control. One, get coronavirus under control. Two, get the economy back on track. But not just the economy. I want that Green New Deal, everyone, that Green New Deal that AOC has talked about, a bunch of leftist personalities have talked about this Green New Deal that is honestly a jobs program. Mm-hmm. Like it would create jobs of the future.
Production, green jobs. So much.
It would create jobs that we desperately need right now if we want to compete in the future. And you know, provide a livelihood for our workers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Trump talks about the oil industry like we're gonna destroy jobs. But the thing is, the whole world is changing literally, and there's not gonna be any jobs if there's no more fucking oil.
Who the fuck uses coal, dude?
Right? What the fuck is this?
Who the fuck uses coal? And legit, he was talking about like protecting coal miners, and there's legit less than like 100,000 coal workers in the country. So
it's a changing industry. Energy is changing,
and it's not the coal miners' fault that, you know, they weren't given other opportunities in their communities than to fucking work at a coal mine. And also it's the government's fault too that they won't give these people other opportunities to find other jobs, create new skills.
Right. If anything, you can blame his administration for not preparing these fools for the newer jobs.
Yep.
You know, if we had a smooth transition to that took time with, you know, Trump's 4 years that pretty much went down the toilet, he could have been like, hey, these are resources, these are opportunities and courses you can take when our industries do change to like more electric, more like friendly environmentally.
Right. But nope.
And said nothing, except they're left to be coal miners until they're not anymore.
They really expect they're going to get a gold watch and retire.
Right.
They still think that way. People still think that way. People still think that they're going to stay at this one job forever. They're going to get something like a gold watch and so to speak, a gold watch and retire. And that's it. No, man, this economic system is changing rapidly. It's going to change even more rapidly with this pandemic.
Yeah. I mean,
what else?
All industries change. Yeah. They don't stay the same forever. You can't expect it to just uphold itself, especially when we're running out of that resource.
Exactly. Also, I want Joe Biden to focus on education. I want more money for education. I want a real person in charge of education, not that Betsy DeVoe bitch, whatever. Bitch. And I think isn't Joe Biden's wife a educator or a doctor, right?
I'm not sure.
One of those. But if we had a first lady focusing on education, I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Michelle Obama was doing pretty good things for education.
I think wasn't her thing more like active stuff because like kids were
physical obese fitness too. Yeah.
That's good, but you know, I want Joe Biden to address mental illness in this country. Finally, I want a president to make mental illness one of their priorities, or mental health one of their priorities.
That's true.
I want a mental health leader in the White House, giving him updates on, you know, what's going on in the country.
Right. How y'all doing, guys? Weekly addresses.
Dude, seriously, man. Like, how are my people doing? How are my citizens doing?
Right. Everybody. Not just ignoring the states that don't vote for you.
Right. Exactly.
That's not what a president is supposed to do.
Exactly. Not ignore states that fucking don't like you. Like, no, man. Everyone needs their own.
You need to be their president.
Everyone needs their shit. Doesn't matter if they voted for you or not.
But I cannot say that for these last 4 years, he was my president.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
He completely neglected California.
Pretty much, yeah. He talked shit about California all the time. He was talking.
He's from the East Coast.
Dude, he wanted to end sanctuary cities. And, you know, he pretty much fucking unloaded his goons of ICE onto our streets.
Yeah.
I won't forget that, bro.
Yeah.
And he pretty much separated kids from their moms. I'll never forget that.
He's like 6'9". He won't step foot in the streets.
Got him. What else? I also want Joe Biden to decriminalize marijuana. I think now is the time.
It's happening.
I think, yeah, dude, it's so popular.
It's close. I think Kamala Harris, I think, said that in her debate in the Senate.
That she wanted to, like,
vice president debate. They're planning on
legalize marijuana or decriminalize marijuana.
Yeah, I think so.
Decriminalize it.
And then legalize. Because she talked about people in prison for it and shit like that.
Well, she definitely should make up for that.
Right.
But I think it's time. I think it's time to decriminalize marijuana.
It's a chance for them to show retribution and, you know, to show them that the Democratic Party can change. Because parties change, James. Like, even the Republican Party is not the same party it was back when Biden made that deal.
The Republican Party freed the slaves, and now they're the party with the most racist people.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't just judge by that label, because it even changes by the election. It feels like it's a whole new party compared to 2004.
Democrats are definitely more left now.
Even George Bush, compared to George Bush Republicans, like, it's embarrassing. Like, they were more imperialist for sure.
Right.
But, like,
they were, like, subtle with their dog whistles of racism, but now they're, like, they don't care, dude. It's full mask. It's, like, full mask off with their racism.
Exactly.
And, like, yeah.
Very outright. And, like, it's more evident than ever with their supporters.
Right.
Their supporters. I'm just glad all those fucking Trump flags are gone.
Dude, I'm
just so tired of seeing that fucker's name everywhere.
Trump. Yeah, dude, I was 2020. I was done.
On the big ass fucking trucks.
Oh, always on the big trucks.
Fuck those guys.
But also, what else would I want from a Biden presidency? The LGBTQ community has been largely targeted these last 4 years. I think it's time to pay special close to them. What else? Pretty much. But yeah, I think he has a lot of work to do because his predecessor fucking fucked up everything. But I think it's possible.
Well,
it's possible.
And healthcare too, I think.
Healthcare?
Healthcare, I feel like, is a great area for a lot of people. And I think that's what a lot of people are dependent on. Like, most people, like, having a public option would be, of course. Like, that's what most modern
healthcare should just be free.
Modern societies are doing is public healthcare.
Healthcare should just be free, honestly. There should be a doctor in every community.
You shouldn't be in debt to keep yourself alive.
Hot take. Legit. Right. You should not be in debt to be alive.
Right.
But
if you get in an accident, or God forbid, you know,
yeah,
fucking crazy. The idea that you can go into debt in this great country because an accident happened,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, mm-hmm. something.
Yeah, man. So it's going to be very interesting these next 4 years. What if, like, legit, imagine he dies and then we have a Kamala Harris presidency. That'd be crazy.
Dude, that's like, I don't want to say that's the worst case scenario, but I don't want that to happen.
I don't know. I don't know what would happen.
Because who would be vice at that point? Secretary?
Maybe she would name her own vice president. I don't know. What happened when Lyndon B. Johnson became president. Who was vice president then? Did he name his own vice president? Like, after JFK died?
No, I think it was the next cabinet.
No,
it's the secretary. I forget who's next in the order of power, but it's literally president. It just moves up.
It's president, vice president, and then speaker of the house.
Yeah, speaker of the house. Then,
because so speaker of the house became vice president.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then, legit, Nancy Pelosi would be vice president. Bruh, a woman double team presidency. Yeah,
that would be wild.
Kamala Harris president, and then Nancy Pelosi would be vice president. If she's still speaker. If she is still Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's get to our next segment. This is where we talk about the propositions of California. And which ones passed, which ones didn't pass. But before we say that, we're happy to announce that Jackie Lacey will not be district attorney meaning police murders may finally be accounted. Maybe police murders may finally be accountable.
Right. That giant stack of fucking cases.
Cases might finally be investigated.
Right.
We hope that George Gascon has the fucking balls to stand up to the police union.
Yeah.
And the police. And I think he does with the backing of the people.
Get to the bottom of those fucking cases.
Yeah.
There's so many that were sitting especially on the desk for years.
Especially that Andres Guardado case. If he has jurisdiction over that case. I hope so. Yeah, he should. LA County DA.
It's been on her desk for how long?
The Andres Guardado one. Yeah. This whole year. It was in April or it was in May, I think that happened, or June.
What happened?
The Andres Guardado murder. No, it was after George Floyd, so it was like in June or July, but obviously not investigated. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's get into the props. So prop 14 was a stem cell research and it passed, Jake. So for prop 14, yes. So California will continue to fund stem cell research by borrowing up to $5.5 billion for the next 30 years.
What's up?
How do you feel about that?
I figured that one would pass.
Yeah, dude, all these propositions were all about their wording. Mm-hmm. It was all about how they were worded. And so, for the next 30 years, California will continue to fund some stem cell research. That stem cell research can be used for medication, therapeutics, treatments. A lot of people say that stem cell research is pretty much a bunch of baloney that, you know, they harvest baby fetuses and shit. And that's where they get, like, all the materials or whatever. Do you know anything about that, Jake, or no?
Well, yeah, stem cells, they aren't just baby fetuses.
Thank you so much for clearing that up.
They get taken from other tissue from the human body, can be extracted other ways, but people saying that it's baloney, like they don't know like how many uses things stem cells are used for, not only the different ways you can attain them, mm-hmm. which do not involve fetuses, and like how many different things they actually do, which aren't baloney.
Right. Nice.
So I feel like definitely it was good that we allowed.
And it was pretty. It was pretty close. 51% voted for it. 49% voted against it.
It's controversial for sure.
Yeah.
But
definitely it's controversial for the Republicans in this state.
Right.
Let's see. Prop 15, the commercial property tax, it did not pass. And so no, California will not hike property taxes, which would have raised money for schools and local governments. I think this was a big blow considering how liberal California claims to be, or how liberal California wants to be. Mm-hmm. If we really wanted to be like one of the most liberal states, we would have passed this in a landslide.
Well, that just shows you who still owns most of the property.
Definitely big businesses.
Big businesses and older people. So they're still they're still hiding in the shadows. They're not coming outside because coronavirus.
But yeah, man, I think that's one of the L's this year that we got. It would have been nice for big businesses to finally pay their fair share of taxes in the state of California, considering how much taxes the working class people fucking pay.
You would dream.
Legit, you would dream. Hopefully we can get enough signatures for it to be on the ballot again in 2022, and it'll pass that year.
Mm-hmm.
So Prop 16, affirmative action. Affirmative action did not pass. So no, California will not restore affirmative action, meaning California's universities and government offices cannot factor in race, gender, and ethnicity in making hiring, spending, and admission decisions.
I think that's for the best.
It's a lot of people arguing either or. I personally say it's for the best because, I mean,
in an ideal world, everyone should have equal opportunity.
Exactly. Equal opportunity. And you shouldn't factor in race or ethnicity or gender when you're making decisions at all, either way.
Exactly.
Like, I think it diminishes the process of
hiring
a quality person, or making a quality decision. You know, it should be about the type of person, not who, you know, what color of skin they are, what ethnicity they are, what exactly. gender they are. You want the best person. But there are people that argue, that there are not that many people of color in a lot of these positions or a lot of these universities or colleges.
Does affirmative action necessarily change that,
though? No, it doesn't. What changes that is giving these communities more resources, more tools for skills so they can do it themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hate that whole thing about, you know, oh, they should get them, like, pick themselves up by their bootstraps. But no, man, you should also give us the resources to fucking do it, the opportunities to do it, the tools to do it.
Right, the tools, and, like, you were given.
Yeah, the tools that you can afford.
That were handed
just because you're white or because you're in a position of power. And yeah, man, that's a big thing. And let's see. Prop. So no, affirmative action did not pass. Prop 17, one of the big ones. This is a dub. Parolee voting rights. So yes, California will allow people on parole to vote in California.
Yep.
I think that's a good step in the right direction. The right direction is now letting people who have had a criminal record but have been clean following the law to vote. You know, grant nonviolent offenders the right to vote.
And right, it's not their fault.
It's a lot of things. You know, people change. Like how you said, parties change, people change.
And they need to be reintroduced into society.
Exactly.
You know, they can't have that fact that they once were a felon to loom over their head for the rest of their lives. That's kind of dehumanizing.
There's a lot of groups that we exclude in our society. And we should start including more as much as possible. And we could start with the community that has been in prison, you know. Legit. People go to prison for many reasons. Non-violent reasons, violent reasons. For many reasons.
I feel like one of the things like that, restricting them from being able to vote and stuff, it makes them feel like that's all they're ever going to be. And they just reintroduce themselves. It's a vicious cycle, the way that the prison institutions work. They go out and they go in. They get conditioned in there to be in there. And then they get out in the life. They can't live out here. And they need to go back in.
And it's just, and it stays the same.
They go back in eventually, you know. Yeah. It's a lifestyle. They're addicted to it.
But what better way to break that cycle, to finally give them one of their mm-hmm. core civil duties back? Like legit voting. They could finally get engaged. They can, you know.
Exactly. It makes them feel like they're actually part of society again, instead of part of that.
That other part of society. Mm-hmm. The prison complex.
It's very sad.
It's very sad. But finally, California, step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So that passed. It passed over, like, not overwhelmingly, but it passed pretty good. 58% voted for it. 41% voted against.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So Prop 18, 17-year-old voters. And so no, California will not allow 17-year-olds to vote. I'm okay with that.
Right. With the turnout that we got this year, yeah, I guess it's okay.
California is one of the states that like turn out, I guess, repeatedly every election. They have a high turnout. I would allow 17-year-old voters in a battleground state like Georgia or Florida.
Yeah.
I would vote for that.
In another state, this would be definitely
in a state where there is a lot of voter suppression, I would vote for that.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
That's actually, you know, a thought to think about. For other states, like, I hope it gave other states ideas.
Exactly. That was Prop 18. So Prop 19 was property tax breaks. And it passed. Prop 19 passed. And so, yes, California will give a big... will give Californians 55 or older a big property tax break when buying a new home.
It passed. Those
so
fucking old
boomers
farts.
who always talk down on millennials about getting handouts or wanting handouts, literally got another handout. You are welcome. You can keep the same fucking low tax rate on your current home and get a bigger house and get that same tax rate, you are a piece of shit if you do that. Mm-hmm. Especially in this quote housing crisis in California.
Right.
Fuck you. Fuck the boomers. And this is Californians 55 and older. My mom is 50. In 5 years, she can get a new house. Mm-hmm. And, bruh, you don't need a new house.
Right, unless you're, like, trying to retire.
Unless you're, like, trying to retire and move somewhere smaller. But, like, these people are greedy motherfuckers, so they're probably going to want something bigger.
It's crazy.
So it's sad. Property 19 did not pass. I mean, the Property 19 did pass, meaning boomers, get another handout.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to millennials' chances of getting homes. Prop 20, which was a crackdown on crime. Mm-hmm. Prop 20 did not pass, thank God. Which was, this would be like increasing penalties for certain property crimes and repeated parole violations, and making more difficult for some convicted felons to qualify for early parole and release from prisons. This was also the thing where we talked about Prop 20 would change some misdemeanors into felonies, there would be a thing called serial shoplifting.
It did not pass?
It did not pass.
Thank God.
Thank God. Legit. If it did pass, this would allow a DNA database of people who did commit those crimes. So if you got caught stealing $250 worth of stuff, you would be considered a serial shoplifter and they would have your DNA in a database.
Holy shit.
And that would be considered a felony. So thank God, legit, that did not pass.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck that. Rent control, sadly, in California, it did not pass. It did not pass either. So Proposition 21, which was rent control, it did not pass. And so it would allow cities to pass rent control measures on almost all rental housing as long as it's more than 15 years old. Mm-hmm. Sadly, landlords in California still have a lot more power. Renters couldn't catch a break, considering legit almost pretty much everyone in this state rents.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know many house owners. Not even my parents are house owners. They're still renting. They're still paying off.
Yeah.
And so we did not get a W on that one.
Landlords get another break on top of kicking people out.
Landlords get another break. And I'm sure landlords are older. So legit, fucking boomers still get another break.
That doesn't make any sense. They have all the capital.
All the capital, dude. All the leverage, all the power in California.
How does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense. Make it make sense, though. Prop 22, another big L. This is where I kind of want to get... We can have a conversation.
Yeah.
Prop 22. This was the gig worker benefits. Prop 22 did pass. And so this would exempt gig companies like Uber and Lyft from a new state law requiring them to treat workers as employees. So they are still independent contractors. How do you feel about this? Should drivers from Lyft and Uber be considered employees, or should they still be considered gig contractors?
I mean, I've talked to not a lot, like all of them.
Right.
But for the most part, the way that California's laws are changing, they wouldn't be able to operate in this state. If they were employees? Yeah, because people... Yeah, if they were, and they would have to be paid like wages and stuff, they also wouldn't be able to work on their own terms. People don't think about that. Like, when you're an independent contractor, you can work whenever you want and, you know, set your own hours. And if when you want to stop working, you legit just turn it off and you stop working. That would have to change with the way that it is. People would have to have their Uber times.
But I don't think we're looking at the big picture. Because these companies, Uber and Lyft, they spent hundreds of millions of dollars to make sure that they didn't pass. Or to make sure that it passed.
Because their business model doesn't work with the law.
Right.
They would literally be destroyed.
They would be losing money destroyed if they paid their workers, an employee,
minimum wage or whatever.
Also, you'd probably have to pay like $30 to go across town.
Right.
The prices would definitely be in flux to you.
Okay. Yeah.
So the whole service in it as itself wouldn't function how it's supposed to.
So who won ultimately?
I mean, Uber still gets to operate, but I think that's what everybody wants. Because if it didn't pass, Uber wouldn't be able to operate in California. They would have to stop operation
in California. And then, I mean, let's see. How many Uber and Lyft drivers are there in California?
There's a lot. It's a majority of their business, I'm sure.
I want to look that up. How many?
That's why. For the most part, the business itself can't function the way it's supposed to if they do treat them like employees. It's a middle ground. And at the end of the day, that's what these fuckers sign up for. Like I was doing app-based driving service stuff. Yeah. I signed up for it. I knew the terms. Like I was using my money. I was using my car. And if I got an accident, that was my insurance. So I should like drive carefully when I'm doing this service. Make sure I don't do any stupid shit. Mm. Get in trouble.
It doesn't really say how
many. And I signed up for it, you know?
Right.
If I wanted to make money another way and be treated like an employee, I would apply for a job where I'm an employee.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not like that's their only option.
Right.
You know?
Uber. Well, I guess some people argue like, oh, I mean, I don't have a...
Especially if they like choosing their own hours. That would not exist if this proposition didn't pack. Work whenever you want. Turn it off whenever you want.
There would be a set schedule for these employees
I'm pretty sure that's how it would have to work because it'd be a minimum number of hours they'd have to do or something. Give them like shit like that. They wouldn't be able to just turn it off for a week or so if they wanted to. They'd have to go back to it. Like people don't understand what they're asking for. Like you say, the way that the propositions are worded. Do you know the terms that Uber would have to treat their employees if the proposition didn't pass? Like,
right.
The model wouldn't function. They'd pretty much have to stop service or limit it to very small, dense areas.
Dude, look how much they spent. They spent more than $200 million on campaigning. Yeah.
All those commercials on YouTube and shit.
All those commercials. Yeah. And I think they even like had them on like their app and stuff to make sure that.
Because that's their business, dude. Yeah. Like if you think about it, like you got to fight for your business. That's pretty much. If they lose California, if they lose that proposition, they wouldn't be able to do their service in California. And California is where they make most of their money.
How long do you think Uber and Lyft can last in this economy?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's been hit actually pretty hard in this economy. I feel like it's been harder to get Ubers recently just because of how it's been. Like, now it takes like 15, 20 minutes to get a ride when it used to take like maybe, I don't know, only like 10, maybe less than that. So I feel like there's less availability right now because they're demanding more. And I definitely see everybody deserves to make more and make more money, but they don't understand what they're losing with that, with the freedom of, you know, being an independent contractor. And that's kind of the way the business model is set up to work. The business model can't work if you're actually sign employee that needs like the training and needs all that money invested into you, because pretty much you're your own investment when you're an independent contractor. That's the whole point,
right?
You're the investment, and
you're your own boss,
and or whatever. through the service you're getting paid. So I feel like that takes away from the whole charm and the whole appeal of the business model.
I feel like a better proposition can be proposed where the independent contractors do win in some sort of in some sense.
I think 23 isn't a L for the drivers. It's not that it just lets them 22. Continue. I mean 22, I think there's other nuances to it as well that did give drivers some benefits.
Right.
It wasn't.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Honestly, we just have to see how it plays out, because if they don't want to, then you know they'll look for a job that treats them like an employee, because if that's what they want. But I feel like a lot of the drivers like it the way it is.
True. So
that's how I feel.
Yeah. Moving on, Prop 23 did not pass kidney dialysis regulations.
I voted no on that too.
I voted yes, because so if Proposition did pass, it would require kidney dialysis clinics to have at least one physician present during all operating hours and to report infection data to the state. It would also require that operators get approval from the state's health department before closing a clinic and prohibit clinics from discriminating against patients based on insurance type. So I voted yes for that. Some people voted no, and it did not pass. So that means kidney dialysis clinics do not have to have at least one physician present during operating hours. They do not have to report infection data to the state. They are not required to get approval from the state's health department before closing the clinic. Mm-hmm. And they are not prohibited from discriminating against patients based on insurance type.
You got to think about the frequency of those things happening, though.
Right.
Like, and the fact that, you know, you need a licensed physician there at all fucking times.
But, I mean, I think that... Here's the thing. Obviously, I think that in the future, there are going to be people with a lot of kidney problems. Mm-hmm. Because many people are not drinking water.
This is true.
The kidneys, legit, need to process everything. And if your kidneys are not being prepared, or they're not giving the supplements or the nutrients to process all the gunk that... Dude, more people drink like iced coffee now. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, your kidneys are not breaking that down easily.
Okay, so with that reasoning, then I feel like with this law, it would make it harder for a lot of smaller dialysis, you know, places to operate, and would mean less frequency of dialysis treatment centers, which right. would mean the growing numbers of cases of kidney dialysis, you know, would be limited to less places to actually go and get that treatment, you know?
No, I don't understand that.
So if it did pass, a lot of treatment centers wouldn't be able to accommodate, you know, terms of, you know, what the proposition presents. Uh-huh. They wouldn't be able to provide anything and operate the business. That's what the case is, and that it would close more dialysis centers, which would make these growing cases, you know, harder to be treated.
Okay,
that's what the argument is, pretty much.
Well, that's why in 2 years you come up with a better prop,
something like that.
Something like that.
But you know, we definitely need to keep them open. Mm-hmm. We need to keep all the ones we have open, and we shouldn't risk closing down any.
Because currently, about 80,000 Californians depend on it. But yeah,
it's serious.
Let's see. So that was Prop 23. It did not pass.
Right. There, I'm sure, like, there's a way to go. Because, like, obviously, if it gets to the point of being proposed, mm-hmm. there's obviously a strong supporting group for it.
Exactly. So, Prop 24 did pass, and this is to expand privacy law, pretty much more data privacy. We talked about this, fucking yeah. big data. And so this would change California's data privacy law. This by letting you tell business to limit the use of sensitive data such as your exact location, health information, race, and religion, mm. by prohibiting businesses from holding onto your data for longer than necessary, by allowing the government to fine companies up to $7,500 for violating children's privacy rights, nice, by creating a new state agency to enforce the privacy law, investigate violations, and assess penalties, and by reducing the number of businesses that have to comply, making it apply only to companies that buy or sell data of at least 100,000 households a year. Yeah. So I think that's a good one.
This was coming. Yeah. This was coming because, you know, tech industries are getting too powerful, and they're, you know, they're wielding a lot of information, which I feel like the government wants. And the government, you know, I feel like a lot of these tech groups, they have data, and freaking the government is like mouth watering at it. Because now China, they're right. upfront about it. They're like, if we want data, we can just just
get it from the company.
Rip it out of yeah. company because they have to. This is fucking communist China. But, you know, the United States doesn't work that way. So I feel like the United States takes more legal approach to actually like control that right. data. So that
by like making laws and shit.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. that at least stop those companies from sourcing that data, which I think is good.
I mean, I as a consumer just want data privacy so my shit isn't sold to, you know, people, or, you know,
right.
it's not out there. That's why I want data privacy. But so that passed. Here's one I don't like. Prop 25, which would end cash bail, did not pass.
Oh yeah, of course.
Like, so people like this was used during the election cycle, that Brock Turner's, like, you know, a rapist, could afford bail and be allowed out when he did a horrible crime of raping an unconscious woman, while someone who could not afford bail for a nonviolent crime has to stay in jail that whole time. And, you know, both committed a crime, but it just so happens that one has the luxury of having cash and can afford bail, mm-hmm. while the other one doesn't.
Yeah, I voted yes on that one because I don't think
cash bail. I voted yes on that one.
Cash bail, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, in our society, in no way, like, rehabilitates criminals. If anything, it enables them. And I feel like having money is, like, that get-out-of-jail card, because at the end of the day, another head in the prison industry complex is more money for them. They get more money, federal spending. And shit like that. So cash bail is almost like you're giving the money up front. You already know what they want.
Right.
And if you got the money and you're giving it to them, then it's almost like no harm, no foul. Like, that's how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
You have pretty much buy your way out of jail.
Exactly.
That's what this law is.
And it only benefits, obviously, people who have money, which is not people of color.
Or people
who are the ones who are most strapped for cash.
Yeah. Or people who set up GoFundMes.
Oh yeah. People who set up fucking GoFundMe. Got them.
That's how these fools who killed George Floyd got bailed out. That's all.
Oh, yeah. That's how fucking that guy
got out.
That guy, that Kyle Rittenhouse guy, had a fucking GoFundMe page for him.
Exactly, dude. So it's getting used for evil intents and purposes.
Uh-huh.
I feel like, even if it is for good and, like, getting, like, good people who probably, you know, you don't want them in jail, like, even in that case, I feel like it does more harm.
Yeah. But those were all the props that passed in California, Jake.
I would say for...
Do you say some good ones passed?
This election was bittersweet.
Bittersweet. Because, obviously, the good one, the, like, letting parolees vote,
mm-hmm.
good. You know, not hiking up the property taxes on big businesses, bad. Go either or. But I think this is, you know, now you learn your lessons from this election,
yeah.
and then you organize and you mobilize and you see which ones you want to see on the next ballot in 2022.
Hopefully even more people are paying attention.
More people pay attention, and then we can get our own shit. Like, you know, full legalization of marijuana.
Yes.
That would be great.
Let's just start with, at least on a national level, decriminalization.
Yeah.
I think that's way more doable.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of more feasible within, you know, at least Biden's first term.
A bunch of stuff can happen. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, finally having healthcare on track.
Yeah.
Assessing mental health. A lot of things can happen in these next 2 years, next 4 years. I hope Joe Biden is on the money. I hope he can do things okay. I hope he does things right. I just hope us young people just don't lose our focus.
Mm-hmm.
That when we're mobile, when we're active, when we're into it, we can fucking have the things that we want. But, besides that, you know, thank you for joining us this week, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you had a good time with us. We hope you stay informed and have a good weekend. Stay safe. And thank you.
Peace.